Reporting for Brownfield from Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Mark Dorenkamp, joined by Mark Jackson, past president of the Iowa Soybean Association. He is from Rose Hill. And Mark, I know sustainability has become an increasingly important subject across agriculture in the U.S. and in Iowa. The Iowa Soybean Association has been making strides in conservation efforts and just a lot of areas in which the sustainability issue is at the forefront, and it seems to be a proactive approach. I'd like to begin our talk with the angle of you're a fifth-generation farmer from Iowa. You have a son that farms with you, so sustainability and being able to pass that farm on to the next generation must be extremely important to you.
It is. It's very exhilarating. So as a farmer that has farmed for nearly 42 years, it's 42 different crops, you might say, as I move forward and worked with my father, my grandfather, but I have the luxury of working with my son now and his family as it gets older. And so we look, you know, forward, and sustainability has to be part of that, because how else can you create that many generations and still, you know, do double, triple what my grandfather produced with less inputs? So that's based on that whole sustainability, project.
How do you define sustainability?
Well, I think you have to be very definitive, and I like to use the three pillar aspect. So if you have the environment as one pillar, the economic survivability, so in other words, you have to make a profit, and then the social aspect where your consumer and or those employees that you have, all three of those have to work together, and it has to be an asynchronous project. So you can't pick one pillar out of the next. In other words, you can't chase the environment and it cost me economically. It has to be a balancing game as we move forward. And if you can maintain that balance, then you're going to have sustainability that's going to really amount to something that's really viable for everyone involved.
It's clear that consumers want to know more about where their food comes from and how it's grown. There's the ongoing GMO labeling discussion. But in Iowa and with the Soybean Association, how is ISA working with food companies to share that sustainability message and kind of get out in front of what can be a controversial issue?
Exactly. So, the GMO labeling thing, and it's very important that myself as a producer bring transparency and that ability that the consumer will have confidence in what I bring to the table. So for example, in the Hellman's Mayonnaise Project a few years ago, as I was president, they came forward, Unilever, with the effort of sustainability. They had, I thought, the concern that we weren't sustainable from a perspective of a soybean farmer. We sat down with our directive, aligned it with theirs, and surprisingly, they realized that the American farmer, in this particular case, the Iowa soybean farmer, was very sustainable. And we approached that from an aggregate approach. So whether I'm in Iowa, Illinois, or any other surrounding states, we all have laws and regulations that are in place that maintain a good common denominator when it comes to sustainability.
How does that information trickle down to the consumer level, so it's not just the food company that knows about these practices, but the individuals buying their products that understand farmers are doing the right things?
Well, that's the tricky part of this conversation. So as we're trying to muddle through, and we're working right now to try to usurp the Vermont, state of Vermont right now has a labeling where they will just that particular state, and we can't have a patchwork of labeling scattered around. We need to, we can't go in there with the fact of GMOs being anti this or anti that. It has to be a common direction where we're able to bring forward a good answer, so we can maintain that transparency as well as that consumer confidence.
Are there other relationships developing like the one with Unilever that Iowa Soybean Association is working on?
Yes, I mean the Unilever project actually moved into Kansas on other parts of their thing, as far as their product line. So within that itself, it showed there is that presence of the Iowa soybean leading the way. But along that same way line of thinking, you have the Iowa Water Alliance, which we have concerns about water quality, and water quality is key to the American farmer, and sustainability is part of that. So as I do my sustainable farming, it improves my air, water, and my economic outcome. So.
Mark, I really appreciate the time. Anything else on the subject of sustainability that you wanted to mention?
Well, I think you can carry this conversation continuously, but the Iowa soybean, as well as the American soybean groups, United Soybean checkoff part of that, have carried forward. So on a global perspective, we do have the U.S. Soy Assurance Protocol, which is a way for our neighbors around the world where, you know, 60-some percent of what I grow as a soybean farmer are exported, and that is a key factor. So they have to have, they meaning my export customers around the world, have to have that assurance that what we are bringing to their table is sustainable.
Increased transparency, and that's good for all involved.
Very much so, and that's what the bottom line is, and we open, very open communication, so it's all about the, all those above.
Mark Jackson, past president of the Iowa Soybean Association at Commodity Classic in New Orleans. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Reporting for Brownfield, I'm Mark Dorenkamp.